Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this edition of the Insane Things podcast, where we wrap up the week that was by counting down insane things. Only things we've never seen before in the country or in the world. It's insane that I'm able to do this every week. But it also is reflective of the times we live in. Let's get started. Insane thing number 6. We've never had a president this far gone. And if elections weren't this rigged, they couldn't trot him out in public. The mainstream media may have blacked out this clip of Joe Biden's speech I'm about to play for you, but X didn't. It trended again and again, racking up millions of views, because there's no way the audience could have understood what Joe Biden was saying. And yet they kept clapping and laughing in all the right places. Take a listen.
By the way, it used to make beer brewed here. It is used to make the brew beer here in this refinery. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why.
Is that a laugh track? Did they do that with AI? No one can figure it out. That's why everyone's so fascinated. And that wasn't the only one of those in that speech. It was incoherent in places. He's literally falling apart. Here's Todd Pyro of Fox News translating.
Loosely translated, that's, quote, the beer brewed here, it is used to make the brewed beer. That's straight Kamala Harris right there. That's Kamala Harris logic. Now it continues, during is define, oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why. End quote.
Yeah, wow. Just one of the videos got 3.7 million views on Twitter.
I don't know about you, but I thank Great Earth Rider every day for the Blue Ridge Mountains because I love to hike. But notice Carly Shimkus there says, wow, just one of those videos got 3.7 million views on Twitter. Yeah, mainstream media blacked that out and spent the week talking about Trump's cognitive decline. I can't imagine why they didn't want to talk about Biden's. That leads us straight to insane thing number 5. I've been telling you for a year now, our elites will pick our nominees for us. We will not be allowed to self-select them. I even told you to watch the two Trojan horses a year ago, Nikki Haley and Tim Scott. One of them, because they are children of the Bush cabal, would be inserted on the Republican side and the Democrats would pick their nominee. And a lot of people are watching for that person to be Michelle Obama. Well, do you know what just broke? Inside scoop from Radar Online about how the Obamas, plural, not just Barack, are not happy with Joe Biden. They've had a falling out with him because they don't support him anymore. And as the scoop goes from insiders in the Obama camp, they're demanding he drop out now. So far, Joe is refusing. So it says, quote, Obama is letting David Axelrod, his longtime political advisor, be his public mouthpiece about Joe's incompetence and declining mental capacities. Now, listen to this. Meanwhile, he, Barack Obama, and Michelle are working behind the scenes to take him out. Okay, at this level, things like that don't just leak. That's planted. And look at the timing of it. Just as we know, as the Democrats know for certain that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee, they've got the one they want, the one they've loaded down with 91 fake felony charges. The very week we know, hey, it's going to be Trump, they move to immediately drop the pretense that Joe Biden's going to be the nominee. They've peppered us with these polls. I love how our side all of a sudden is a huge defender of mainstream media polls. Oh, yeah, it's the gospel truth. Don't even question it. The mainstream media would never lie about Joe Biden being way behind Donald Trump. No, they wanted you to see Trump beating Biden, and they wanted you to see that he was the guy to do it. But they don't need that pretense anymore. Here's the truth about Joe Biden and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, too. Joe Biden is incredibly unpopular. His favorables are lower than Trump's. Trump could, in a fair race that didn't involve cheating, actually beat him. And Hillary Clinton was more disliked than Trump, too. But Trump is only slightly more liked than Joe Biden. Just about any Democrat you put up against Trump is going to have a huge favorability margin over him. They know that. And so they didn't want you to see those polls. They want you to see the polls with Trump comfortably beating Biden. Now that Trump is pretty much locked in as the nominee, they can drop all those pretenses and begin the maneuvering. The audience for this, Michelle and Barack Obama getting Joe out of the picture, you're not the intended audience, okay? This is to begin to get the Democrats ready for the replacement of Joe on the ballot in August. Why August? That's when Democrats have their nominating convention. Ours is the month before. So they want to make sure Trump is good and locked in before they replace Joe. And, I've heard Michelle, but I've always kind of rolled my eyes and not been too sure about that. But the way that this is written, y'all, tells you everything. It's not Barack this, Barack that, Barack this, Barack that. It's Barack and Michelle. Barack and Michelle. Michelle is worried. Michelle is scared. Michelle wants to save the country from, you know, freedom, prosperity, and, personal freedom. I mean, that's what we really know. But that's what she's trying to save the country from. They're afraid of those things. Meanwhile, he and Michelle are working behind the scenes to take him out. That is absolutely planned, getting the Democrats ready for, honestly, what will be a really traumatic event to see a president replaced like that by his party. You don't see that much. So they want to make it very routine and accepted with their sheeple by the time they do it in August, which is exactly what I've been telling you, predicting for months. Which leads us to insane thing number three. Another prediction I've been making to you, as I said in the beginning of the podcast, for almost a year here. You will see either Tim Scott or Nikki Haley or both advanced into the number two position. I know them well. I've watched them for over a decade here in South Carolina. They come out of the Bush fundraising cabal. The Bushes are working with the Democrats to take back, to give the Bushes back control of the Republican Party and keep to the open borders agenda. And if you watch them, they come out of the Lindsey Graham political machine here in South Carolina. That political machine organizes Democrats to get out the vote for Bush-approved candidates. And when I say Bush, what I mean is they share the fundraising base. The machine here is like something at a Tammany Hall. Nobody gets through it in the state of South Carolina without being supported by the Bushes and Bush money killing off all of their opponents. And the kingmaker in this state is Lindsey Graham. So when you've got a candidate coming out of South Carolina, if they have managed to win statewide, they are pretty much hand selected by Lindsey Graham and funded by the Bushes. The Democrats are desperately trying to get the party out of the hands of MAGA and the MAGA movement and back safely in the hands of the Bushes, where it was for 20 years of American destruction and open borders. So they're working together. You got to understand that. So feeling like everything is where they want it. Trump is in the number one position. He's going to be the nominee. He's weighed down by 91 felony charges. They feel like they're going to get a conviction. And by the way, you know who said they're going to get a conviction this week? This gave me chills. Trump's attorney, Joe Tacopina. Joe Tacopina quit the Trump defense team just last week. He's been working on all four of these felony cases. Here's what he said this week. When asked, is it possible Trump gets convicted and maybe even sentenced before the election?
Oh, is it possible? Absolutely. You have a jury of 12 who's going to ultimately decide this. Look, a grand jury voted to indict, and he's going to have to face a jury in Washington, D.C.
Four grand jury.
Yeah, four.
So what does that mean? The Democrats are already assuming they got him. They got him convicted, and they have moved on to picking his replacement or trying real hard to do that. Her name is Nikki Haley. And if you ever had any doubt this week that her strategy, which strangely she hasn't hidden, is just to get the Democrats to infiltrate our primaries and vote for her, well, here you go. Kristi Noonan, the liberal Republican governor of New Hampshire, who has endorsed her, just did a radio interview in which he bragged about how South Carolina is the next primary. And South Carolina is even more of an open primary than New Hampshire. What does that mean? Democrats can easily vote in our primary. And he, well, I'll read it, what he said. It's pretty much a flat out admission that she's a Democrat and they're counting on Democrats to get her over the line. Sununu did an interview on a New Hampshire radio show in which he said, look, Nikki Haley's going to do great in South Carolina because South Carolina's primary is even more open to Democrats voting than New Hampshire's. Quote, in South Carolina, if you're a Democrat, you can just walk in the door and vote. So there's a lot of opportunity there, he said, for Nikki Haley in the South Carolina primary. They're not even hiding it. That's why if you're one of my South Carolina listeners, you have got to go to the polls and vote. We need to humiliate this woman in South Carolina so that she can't claim the mantle if they send Trump to prison before the election. And then just generally, if they send him to prison, either the actual mantle in terms of as being our nominee, because she could say, hey, look, I got 43% in New Hampshire. If she does that well in South Carolina and Trump goes to prison, she'll say, hey, listen, DeSantis only got 20%. I'm the heir apparent. And she will be. This is a bid by the Democrats and the globalists and the GOP leadership, who are secretly Democrats, to control who the nominee is and push a person, Nikki Haley or Tim Scott. He could still step in there, too, if Trump picks him as VP to get him in there. And look, those reports this week that fundraisers are abandoning her were premature. New York Post reporting she's got a dozen fundraisers slated before the South Carolina primary, all billionaire globalist Leonard Stern, Cliff Asness, Stanley Druckenmiller, Ken Langone, Harry Kravis. I mean, it's like a who's who of open borders globalists. Tim Draper. They're not even hiding it. And that's their strategy. That is what the tens of millions of dollars that Democrats have raised for her is for, to get an unprecedented turnout in the Republican primary by Democrats. Another thing we've never seen before in the exit polling, for the first time in an American primary ever, a majority of the voters in the New Hampshire primary all weren't Republicans. And it was a Republican primary. Imagine that. A majority of the voters in a Republican primary aren't Republicans. That's how infiltrated this thing was by liberals and Democrats. That took millions of dollars organizing them, busing them. I mean, this was a massive effort by the Democrats. They haven't invested a small amount of money in her. So keep your eye on that. Insane thing? No. Actually, we'll get to that in just a second. I want to tell you about my friends at Common Sense Retirement Planning. You ever hear about people dying climbing Mount Everest? You know, most people die on the way down, not the way up, because people know people die on Everest. And so they really get the skill set for going up. They really prepare. They don't think as much about coming down, figuring if I got up, I could come down, and they die on the way down. Yep. And it's just like that with investing. People really sharpen the skills they need in the accumulation phase, but the decumulation phase, yep, that's where they founder, just like the people coming down Everest. But you don't have to, because the guys at Common Sense Retirement Planning will help you get a guaranteed income for life with no market risk. If you're in retirement or heading into it, you need to sit down with them. Go to csrp.info. That's csrp.info. One more time, csrp.info. Okay, insane thing number three. What's going on in Texas? To me, it's insane that we're finally fighting back when we are, as Ted Cruz said, I kid you not, 9 million illegal immigrants into this thing since Joe Biden started. So that's almost 7 million he's let in, and 2 million and some change gotaways. Unbe-freaking-leavable. But finally, the Republicans get off their butt. At least we're doing it. And in a unified way, with 25 governors backing Abbott. But what actually happened here? It's kind of confusing. They keep saying he's defying the Supreme Court, but that's actually not quite true. Here's what happened. An appeals court ruled that Joe Biden and his border patrol couldn't cut through any more concertina wire that had been put up along a critical 30-mile stretch of the border. The wire was on private property. And as Ken Paxton explained, that's not the only section they're doing this in. They'd become so bold that Joe Biden and the Department of Homeland Security was sending Border Patrol onto people's private property who had either put up their own fences or they had allowed Texas to put up fencing on their own private property, and they're just ripping it down. Sometimes they even come on people's property with bulldozers. So this isn't federal property. This is private property, which is what makes this so outrageous. They are traipsing over private property to help the illegals come into the country. So a federal court had said, until we decide this case, no, Biden can't ask the Border Patrol to cut through Texas's concertina wire anymore. They can't go cutting down these fences. And so Biden freaked out, panicked, because Democrats don't like to be separated from their illegal immigrant future voters. And so they went to court, and the Supreme Court struck down that ruling by the lower court, saying, hey, until we decide this case, until this case is decided, I should say, hey, you can't cut through the concertina wire. You have to leave it there. That's all that's happened. Supreme Court didn't make a ruling when they did it. In other words, there's no rules. All they did was, boom, strike it down in a 5-4. There was nothing else. So theoretically, Amy Coney Barrett could reverse herself. I don't think John Roberts will. It was a 5-4 vote. He's a Bush appointee. Their religion is open borders. It's literally religion with these people. They're absolutely nuts. So I don't think he's going to reverse himself. But Amy Coney Barrett watching this go on, that's a lot of pressure on her. And that's a good thing. I mean, keep in mind, this woman, she likes to be active in her community. She likes to take her kids places. She's going to have to deal with the derision of people if she goes through with this on both sides. And there's a lot more of us. So it's really good this is happening. Again, the Supreme Court could decide never to take this up, or they could take it up and rule for Texas. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen, because really, this ruling is part of several lawsuits that Texas has right now. There's about four they've got going that all deal with similar things, trying to stop the Border Patrol from teaming up with the invaders to attack the country. So we'll see how it all goes. But nobody captured the outrage of it all better this week than Marco Rubio and Ari Fleischer. Marco Rubio, in a tweet, pointed out, quote, members of Congress who demanded the National Guard come to D.C. to protect them after January 6th now demand Biden stop Texas from using the National Guard to protect Texas. Ari Fleischer, former White House press secretary, put it this way.
And think about simply, why is it legal for sanctuary cities to defy the federal government to let illegal immigrants in, but it's not legal for Texas to defy the federal government to keep illegal immigrants out? It makes no sense.
So what Abbott has actually been doing doesn't defy the Supreme Court order. He's been mocking Biden by putting up more of the concertina wire, videoing it, photographing it, and then tweeting it out, basically daring Joe Biden to do something. About the only thing Joe Biden can do right now is nationalize the Texas National Guard. Normally that takes the approval of the governor, though. He's not going to get it. So he's got one other path. The Democrats want him to use the Insurrection Act. The only way that that can happen is in an invasion that president does have through the Insurrection Act, extraordinary powers, but only in an invasion. But the powers are supposed to be used to repel the invasion. Again, because you can only use the Insurrection Act, the president can only use it directly himself to federalize the State Guard for a war or an invasion. This would be to nationalize the Guard to aid an invasion, because you'd be on the side of the invaders against America. So, I mean, I can't imagine what the court case on this would be like, or watching Joe Biden actually argue it, his people anyway, in court. We want to work with the invaders to take down the country. So we're nationalizing, we're federalizing the State Guard. You can see why Abbott is just licking his lips over this, because this just doesn't go well for Joe, no matter what he does. And it shows you what thugs the Democrats are. They're like, we don't care what it looks like. We want to help the invaders. So, folks, just think about this. Pull back from right versus left, Republican versus Democrat, and even 2024 for a moment, and go back and try to explain to your ancestors 100 years ago that one day we would have a president who would be so traitorous to the country that he would join with the invaders to help them invade rather than repelling them. He would hate the country and Americans so much he would do that. They would look at that and say, oh my God, he must be a madman. Well, I mean, that's how they look at it. If you knew what, 100 years in the future that would happen, that we would be invaded by invading force, including China. I mean, 22,000 military age men coming through every month now. Literally, that's what Joe's doing. These are crazy times. Don't underestimate the historical aspect of that.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Number two, I'm just going to hit on briefly because it gives us a hint at what's coming if we lose this election, either to Joe Biden or some other Democrat. For the first time ever, the New York Times reported Joe Biden is going to try to shut down a $10 billion natural gas drilling site, $10 billion, using as one factor in the permitting process the environment. That's never been done before. The company's already spent millions on the permitting process. And the problem is, if Joe did this, shut this one down that's in, you know, in the permitting stage, there's 16 others that by this criteria would have to be shut down too. A lot of the natural gas is the natural gas that we sell for a great amount of profit to Europe. So that would absolutely put Putin in the driver's seat, which I think the Bidens were paid for. I think they just use global warming as the cover. I mean, think about it. The second biggest donor to the Bidens, $40 million that we know of, paid by Putin-allied oligarch Yelena Batyrina to Rosemont Seneca. So it goes from Batyrina to Rosemont Seneca, $40 million. It's for real estate consulting purposes, they say. But here's the thing. When the UK Daily Mail contacted her brother, he's her spokesperson, and asked, like, what were you buying? Hunter Biden doesn't have real estate experience. And they said they were buying access, $40 million. And just hand it over to Joe. They never, remember, found a single damn nickel that Trump had taken from Russia, despite 36 FBI agents looking into it during the Mueller probe. And no one cares that Joe took the money. Well, who does this benefit? Russia. Again, an honest investigator would follow the money, but we don't have any of those in America. But folks, this just shows us what's coming. Remember on the first day, Joe Biden shut down the Keystone Pipeline It was devastating to thousands of people who depended on it directly or indirectly for their jobs. Folks, they're going to shut down a lot of the natural gas industry if they get reelected. I mean, it's going to go full dictatorship. We're not going to see any more natural gas. None of the 17 facilities that are in permitting right now come online. It's going to be devastating for this country, but great for Russia, man. Russia's going to be in the cash. And I'm sure Hunter Biden will be too, if he's not in prison by then. Insane thing number one, this letter from the FBI. And there's one particular stat in here that is really mind-boggling. This letter from 10 former directors and assistant directors of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to the heads of the House and the Senate. And they're warning, we are seeing an invasion of this country that is unprecedented and extremely dangerous. The threat we call out today, they write, is new and unfamiliar. In its modern history, the U.S. has never suffered an invasion of the homeland, and yet one is unfolding now. Listen to this. Military-aged men from across the globe, many from countries or regions not friendly to the U.S., are landing in waves on our soil by the thousands. They write it would be difficult to overstate the danger represented by the presence inside our borders of what is comparatively a multi-division army of young single adult males from hostile nations and regions whose background, intent, or allegiance is completely unknown. They say they are buried within a shockingly high estimate of gotaways. Now, listen to this. This is the mind-boggler, the insane thing. Good God, our ancestors couldn't have imagined this in this country. In 2021, these 10 FBI directors, right, and assistant directors, in 2021, the demographics of those crossing the poor southern border began to shift. Young men from around the world traveling alone, holding questionable motivations, dramatically increased in number to become the most common profile of those breaching the nation's borders. Wow! A startling number have been found on the terror watch list or from countries designated as state sponsors of terror, directly, distinctly unfriendly to the United States. This is particularly alarming, they write, in light of the Hamas terror attack on Israel last October 7th, and they say we surely will see one of these given what is in our country now. Yet despite this, no less than three American presidents, I'm still not over this, George Bush, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton this week announced they are getting into the illegal human trafficking business, that they are launching a charity. It's already in existence, but they're going to use it for this, to raise money to fly illegal immigrants on planes further into the interior of the U.S. Let that sink in. They're doing this to provide cover for Joe Biden. Hey, look, he might be breaking the law, but look, we are too. And this is, the country is in dire risk of a terror attack and just general upheaval. I've never seen anything like it. They should go to prison, not another fundraising charity. But these are the times we live in. But you know what, folks? Abbott fighting back is the most devastating thing that's happened to Democrats in a long time. You could tell how bad it is because if you look this morning at the front page of the New York Times and the Washington Post, it's completely devoid of coverage of what is going on in Texas. It's as if Texas doesn't even exist because they don't want their sheeple to know. And they don't want their sheeple to know because, incredibly, for the first time in over a year, inflation slashed the economy this week, was displaced as the number one concern of all voters with immigration, and it wasn't even close. It was by 11 points, with, get this, majorities of Democrats and Republicans listing it as the biggest issue. So this is hurting them. They've never seen a backlash like what Abbott is doing. This really threatens their ability to continue bringing their armies in. Pray it's enough.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.